Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Following On, following 84 overs of play possible in Kanpur, and day one ended with India on top. It was a real even Steven stuff throughout the day, but that final session means that they're in control of the test match, although New Zealand will still feel new ball just 4 overs old. They can come back on day two, strike early like they did on day one, and they're back in the game. All 4 wickets today falling the way of pace, the first of which in the first session of play, Agarwal caught behind. A beautiful bit of bowling from Cole Jamieson, who was a standout bowler again. 3 wickets in total, 2 of them coming in the afternoon session. Gill and also Rahane with Southie prizing out Pujara. At that point, with Rahane's wicket, 154 for 4 at tea, the match really in the balance. But a final session that went wicketless sees Iyer on debut, 75 not out at stumps, and Jadeja with a half century of his own. Plenty to discuss following a good day for pace, but less so for spin. You're listening to Following On. So, I'm John Norman. Alongside me for the next 20 minutes or so is former England spinner Gareth Batty and former world number one bowler Steve Harmison, looking back at day one. India winning the toss, deciding to bat, no surprise there. Handing a debut to Shreyas Iyer, New Zealand handing one to Rashan Ravindra. Gareth, if I can bring you in first, it was a day that we expected a lot of spin bowling. We got a lot of spin bowling. But unfortunately for New Zealand, it just did not happen. Does it? Would it surprise you to hear that their two frontline spinners, Ajaz Patel and William Somerville, Somerville hasn't played a first-class game of cricket. In fact, he hasn't played any cricket since April. So that was his first match today in essentially over half a year. And whilst Ajaz Patel has played a little bit of T20 stuff, his last first-class game was in June. Do you think we saw that today?
Oh, possibly. It's always very difficult because we look at a surface and we're saying, yes, there's a little bit of spin day one, so we're licking our lips saying the spinners should clean up. The one thing we always forget with a touring team in India is that India are possibly, and there'll be a few countries that would argue this, are the best players of spin going around. So it's always going to be that little bit harder for the spinners. It's not a question of just rocking up and the ball spinning, you're going to get your wickets. You need to be able to attack and defend in the same breath. And I think that is possibly the story of the day for the spinners. I think Somerville bowled very nicely, but he didn't he didn't have as much of an attacking threat, so as many wicket-taking balls that potentially Patel had, but Patel leaked more runs. He went at 3.7 for the day, which, you know, it's not ideal. So it's the marrying up of how the attack bowled together, and just because we have two stroke three spinners in it, it's still got to sort of balance out how and what you are doing at each situation throughout the day. I just felt like, particularly Patel at times, was a little bit confused. Am I running up to bowl a magic ball, or am I running up to bowl seven overs of very good balls, and I know that one will have the batter's name on it because I'm bowling with the guy at the other end? It was just a little bit disjointed. So in answer to your question, possibly showed that they haven't played a lot of red ball cricket.
Yep, fair enough. Well, let's look back at that first session, because it went India's way. They 82 for one at lunch, but New Zealand bowled nicely. Put pressure on Southee and Jameson with the new ball. Wagner not playing. That was some surprise, I suppose. But let's hear highlights of the key passages of play in that morning session.
Oh, there's a big shout for LBW. That could be close. Oh, the finger's gone up. He thought about it, did Virendra Sharma. He thought about it, and he's put the finger up.
Oh, he's middled it.
Oh, there's a noise there. It's a length ball outside our stump. I thought he might have flicked his pad.
Jameson, absolutely no doubt in his mind. He's seen the daylight and he's heard the nick. It was a solid thud into that outside edge. Went really fine to the keeper. Carried through to ankle height. Disappointing for Agarwal.
Down the wicket he comes, and he's hit straight back over the bowler's head. Where's that come from? Six runs out of the blue. We did not see that coming.
This has floated up and he picks the gap between the mid-wicket, and they must have moved mid-on around. So I'll talk about this field in a second. But that is Shubman Gill's 50. He brings it up off 81 balls.
So Shubman Gill opening up alongside Mayank Agarwal. Gill given out leg before when he hadn't got off the mark, overturned that successfully, then should have been given out leg before wicket in Ajaz Patel's first over. But the spinner didn't really appeal. There was more of an appeal behind the wicket by Blundell and also Ross Taylor at first at slip. Agarwal didn't last too much longer, though. He was caught behind thanks to Carl Jameson, who was first of three wickets. And it was Jameson who spoke following play for New Zealand.
As a collective, we hung in there for large parts, and whilst they had a good partnership, it was still not a bad effort from us.
Kyle, Dominic Cork here. It looked like you got some good rhythm, decent swing, and we know it's a slow pitch, but you were getting a little bit of carry early on as well. So that must excite you in a way, because you've not played Test cricket for so long.
Yeah, look, I think I've hardly played in the last couple of months, so it's really nice to get back out in the park and find some rhythm. And yeah, it certainly felt pretty good this morning. It's probably too good at times, hence the overstepping. But look, it was nice to be back out in the park and playing Test cricket.
With the second new ball being taken this evening, will you be looking to knock over the guys as quickly as possible tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the plan, isn't it? Hopefully the new ball swings a little bit in the morning, and we can, take a few. But at the same time, there's two really classy guys in the middle, and there's still some batters to come. So, look, we'll have to be on our game tomorrow morning.
Kyle Deepia, 258 for four. What's your assessment of the situation?
Yeah, I suppose maybe India's maybe a fraction ahead, but I think we hung around pretty good. To have them four down, certainly would have liked maybe another one or two more. But look, if we have a good start tomorrow morning, we're certainly in a pretty good position.
It's been a long day. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a long day. Curtailed, though. Bad light bringing an end to two proceedings, losing six overs of play. Harmy, we watched together, really, and we covered it on the following on podcast, the World Test Championship. There was some question marks about when Jameson burst onto the scene here in New Zealand. The pace he bowls at, there was some of the opinion that whilst on pitches out here, you're going to get some assistance. You get to the subcontinent, it's going to be a completely different story. But he stood out again today, didn't he, on his first test match in Asia?
He did. I thought he was excellent. The length he bowls, John, that's the key. He's not the typical tall bowler that bowls their natural length. And the natural length of a typical tall bowler is probably a foot shorter than what Kyle Jameson bowls. And the areas that he bowls you know, the lengths that he hits. And he hits him with decent pace. He's not expressed by any stretch of the imagination, but he gets the ball to move. We've seen in that first over of the day, very, very first over, that Kyle Jameson bowled. Even though the first two balls were wide of off stump, it showed his skill level was swing. And then he bowled one with a big in swinger to show the, I think it was Agarwal, that he had the in swinger in his locker. And I thought he bowled excellent today. I just think the spin bowlers, maybe it's a little bit of rustiness, but their inability to hold an end up probably cost New Zealand, you know, having a little bit more of a foothold in the game. But take nothing away from big Kyle Jameson. I thought he was excellent, along with Tim Southey. I thought Southey bowled well, even, you know, with the injury that he suffered. But, you know, Jameson was the pick of the bowlers because he got 3 wickets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Bats, you were playing alongside him for Surrey. It didn't really work out for Jameson in T20 cricket for Surrey this year. But, you know, standing at mid-off or wherever, watching him bowl, where were you, what did you see from what he can or what his game possesses?
I think it's what Harmy touched on. The length that he bowls can be a bit of an inefficiency for him in 2020 cricket because the batters can get underneath him. And they can sort of exploit the fact he's a tall bowler. It makes his margin for error far less in a white ball game. But stick a red ball in his hand, all of a sudden that changes and it becomes a massive asset. So he just started to do some red ball bowling before a championship game, before he got injured for us. And you could see the complete difference. You know, you're watching the guy with the mitt take it, you're seeing where it's going through, sort of just above stump height from a, you know, pretty foolish length with shape on the ball. He swings it both ways, which very few bowlers do at will. And he's just a complete bowler because his radar is smack in there. He's quite metronomic in hitting those areas, adding the skill of challenging both edges with the swing. It's absolutely why his numbers are so very, very good in the red ball game and test cricket.
Yeah, and 49 wickets, I think it is, in just 9 test matches tells its own story. The story of the game was at 2-for-1 at lunch. Gill was still there, looking pretty set, despite escaping the LBW. How different could the day have been, by the way, for Ajaz Patel, who was expensive on day one, if he got that early wicket confidence and all that. And Pujara, who were doing what Pujara does, 15 from about 51 deliveries, I think. But the afternoon session just swung back the way of New Zealand. It was thanks to Kyle Jameson, 2 wickets for him, and also 1 for Tim Southey. Let's hear how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
Here is Kyle Jameson once again.
Marbled him! He's gone off the inside edge. What a delivery that is. Shubman Gill can't believe it. He looks down at the pitch with a sense of suspicion, but I fancy it had more to do with the quality of the delivery than it did the pitch.
I think Jameson has nipped that one back off the inside edge onto the stumps.
Despotel is wide outside off stump, and it's a half volley, and the crowd will tell you what he did with it. He just punched this through the gap on the offside. Four runs. That's just a couple of times. Again, AJ Patel is overpitched here. Beautiful cover drive by Rahane. Brings up the Indian 100 after 36.3 overs, or 100 for two. South, they're coming wide to the wicket. He's got an edge there. That was very good. He came wide. He angled it back in. Outside edge. It's gone through to Blundell. And Shateshwar Pujara is gone.
Bowled him. There's no doubt about this one. No doubt at all. He's got him off the bottom edge. Next ball. Well, he wasn't strangled down the leg side, but he's been strangled off the bottom edge as he tried to run it to third man. And he's bottom edged it onto his stumps.
So 154 for four at tea, and really New Zealand had bowled wonderfully well, and with India coming in with a much changed batting lineup, you just felt that one or two wickets and suddenly India could be bowled out for around 250, which is the score that they're on now. But Shreyas Iyer, who we've seen in the IPL, guys, and also Ravindra Jadeja, who we know a lot about. Well, they steadied things, but first, let's talk about Iyer. How did you think he went about constructing his innings, Bats?
I thought he was shaky at the start. I thought from what we see in the IPL, which is very strange to say what I'm about to say, he was getting his right hip through and getting his right hand. He wanted to be a bit more right hand dominant, which is something you associate more with white ball cricket, trying to hit the ball. And he stays beautifully side on from what I've seen in the IPL. So I think there was a bit of nerves there. He was trying to get at the ball, trying to hit the ball. He took a few calculated risks, which he got away with, and then played quite beautifully once he got the field back. But there was a review on an LBW from Somerville, which was very, very close. He certainly rode his luck a little bit. And that's taking nothing away from the innings, but compared to Jadeja at the other end, it was like Jadeja took no risk. It just looked very precise, very accomplished. So I think the bowlers would have felt they had a bit of a chance with Shreyas as opposed to Jadeja. But look, for the young fella on his debut, you're taking the runs, and he played very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a few chancy moments, wasn't there, for sure. He went through with some big shots and not quite getting to the pitch of the ball. A couple of outside edges or leading edges that on another day could have flown to mid-off. But it just shows, doesn't it, Harmy? This is a guy that, he looks young, but he has got 50-odd first-class games behind his belt. He's played in front of the big crowds. And some of those big shots, they were properly calculated. And he just looks like he's got the mental strength to see off a sticky patch, to see off the nerves at the start of the innings, and also he knows when to put the pressure back on the bowler.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we talk about 50 first class games. This kid's a captain of an IPL franchise. If somebody's identified him, that he's got a good headpiece on his shoulders. And he's a very, very fine young cricketer. So, all that going in, getting his cap off Sunil Gavaskar first up this morning. See how much it meant to him. He was nearly in tears. He kissed the badge. And, it meant a lot to him to represent India in Test match cricket. And up until the first 10 balls, he did look as though he just wanted to put bat on ball. Like Bat said, he lost his shape a couple of times. And then, story of New Zealand. AJ Patel, he bowled him a rank long hop, last ball of the over, managed to get it away for four, and you could just see the shoulders just gone from being tense to just relaxed a little bit. And then all of a sudden he runs down the wicket, bangs it straight over his head, the left arm spinner's head for six, and you think, right, here we go. He's starting to sort of come out of his nervousness, and it's back to playing cricket as though he was playing in the park again. And fair play to the young man. He batted very, very well. 135 balls for 75. Don't underestimate the guy at the other end, who is a very, very seasoned campaigner. I still believe Jadeja is one of the best situation players there is when it comes to red ball and white ball cricket. And to have Jadeja at the other end would have been a massive help for Aya, just talking him through situations, not wanting to panic, making sure that he was picking, you know, the right bowler to target in the right areas. So I think all in all, it was a fantastic partnership. What was it, 145 for four? Yeah, you put two wickets on that. It's not a massive tail, I would say, from an India point of view. But if you all of a sudden, if you're you're 150, 160 for six, then all of a sudden the initiative you've got by winning the toss just evens the game up a little bit. So from a partnership point of view, it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was a much needed defensive innings from Jadeja. We saw a couple of those during the summer against England. But let's hear how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
As Southie comes in, angles the balls at the stump, and Shreyas Iyer is going to bring up his 50. Just hits this straight of mid-on. Just a little push, takes off, and in his first test, he has scored a 50 in his first innings. Patel, short, wide, it doesn't bounce at all. Shreyas Iyer just waits for it, though, and dabs it down to backward point and takes another boundary.
Down the wicket comes Shreyas Iyer, down the ground he goes. Has he gone all the way? I think it did, didn't it? Six runs.
He wanted his 50, Jadeja, and he's got his 50. It was a good ball on off stump. He pushed it to mid-off, and he just took off. And there was a fling at the non-strikers, at the striker's end, and Iyer has got home. But a very, very good 50 from Jadeja, even if he did almost burn his mate to get there. Gives it some flight, and Shreyas Iyer just bangs it over deep mid-wicket.
So that's how it sounded on TalkSport 2. There were a couple of other moments, though, guys. Towards the end, as Kane Williamson was trying to get through to the new ball, he instructed his spinners to bowl well wide outside a leg stump. It wasn't called a wide, but I think on another day, or by a more experienced umpire, bats, it probably would have done, or it should have done.
I wouldn't say I'm the authority on the laws of the game, but I think my understanding of it was... if you're bowling over the wicket to a right-handed batsman outside leg stump, if the ball continually goes down the leg side, my understanding is it should be wided. And I think the umpire had a chat after a few overs. As I say, my understanding is that should have happened pretty early on in the piece. I'd very happy to be stood corrected on that, but that's certainly the case first-class cricket in England.
Okay, I think it's a little bit cold up north. You can hear Harmy struggling a little bit. But looking ahead to day two, guys, Harmy, in terms of the pitch itself, I mean, pitches, well, actually, they do get better. Lords gets better, but I'm not expecting this pitch to get better. How do you feel it's going to play on day two and moving forward?
No, I don't see this getting better. The way I described the pitch as though was... Yeah, on the first morning, it was probably like the first morning of a day two or day three. It was probably sort of prepared a bit early. That's why both teams played three spinners. Didn't go up, but just kept going down. And it spun. So I can only see that, you know, the spin getting a little bit sharper because of the slowness in the pitch. You could play the spin, you know, quite comfortably. Or India did play it quite comfortably. I just see this, you know, as it possibly dries out a little bit, does it get a break up, it becomes a bit more uneven, and then you'll probably hit sharp spin when it comes to the footholds. And it's a crucial, look, the old cliche, you know, the crucial next thing that happens in the game, but New Zealand need to make inroads with that second new ball, and they might just rue tomorrow morning not having that third seamer if we get the similar conditions what we had this morning. You know, that thick smog, a little bit of heavy condition, ball swung, it nipped about a little bit. Southie struggling a little bit with the body. If they had a Wagner, all of a sudden you'd fancy them to make, you know, a couple of inroads and not let India get away from them. All of a sudden tomorrow morning, if India do get a little bit of a partnership, can get to 320, 350 plus, then unfortunately I don't think this game will go long into day four, and there's only one winner with the likes of Akshar Patel, Ravi Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja.
Yeah, bats, I mean, it at 150 odd for four, you thought New Zealand are going to be in the game. if they can bowl India out for 250. But once that score starts disappearing past 320, it looks a huge ask for essentially a New Zealand side that a short match practice as well.
Yeah, it was almost the point that Southie walked off. You just felt, oh, hang on a second, they've lost an option there that was actually working very well with having whichever spinner it was, but one of the seamers operating with, it seemed to be the sort of go. And had they been able to extend that for maybe an extra hour, would it have been the difference between that partnership extending like it did? Possibly. We never know. It's hindsight's a wonderful thing. But I certainly think on a slow pitch, it's underestimated what the seamers can do, particularly if the spinners are not quite at the races. And it showed there later on with the older ball just how dangerous a Southie and Jameson were. I feel like India gained control because their spinners are just a bit more adept, they're more experienced. And if we're being brutally honest, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody by this, we're talking about one of the best off spinners that's ever played the game, and an all-rounder in Jadeja that's as good a left-arm spinner as you're going to get. They're just right up there with Akshar Patel, who's very young in his infancy of a Test career, but his numbers are quite exceptional.
And Bats, in terms of the captaincy from Williamson, how did you rate it, especially when it came to dealing with his spinners?
It was interesting. I didn't always feel like we had there was a plan A, B and a C. And if A didn't quite work, we'd go to this plan and then we'd go to this. I don't think he had how he was going to control the ebb and flow of the game, which generally when people go subcontinent, particularly India, they have a way of controlling passages of play. And I think back to when England did it so very, very well, Monty Panesar was able to be that anchor who could hold a passage of play for England with either a seamer or with a swan. And you'll see it in the Indian innings, how they can go to either Jadeja. I think they'll go Jadeja as opposed to Ashwin because they see Ashwin as more of a wicket taker. They don't want him to get tired in doing the nuts and bolts part of it. So Jadeja quite often, when nothing's happening, holds the game, holds the scoreboard, all of a sudden rushes one through and allows the other end to bowl how they want to do. So whether it's a Yadav or whoever they decide, I feel like they have that holding pattern. And then you can attack for a period of time and hopefully you go boom, boom, you take 2-3 wickets. Then you hold again and you can extend and go through the gears. I just didn't feel Williamson was able to do that. One, because they didn't quite bowl as well, but I'm not sure he had the plans A, B and C quite sort of logged as he was going through the game. I just felt he was always reacting as opposed to being sort of on the front foot with it.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, Bats, we'll let you go. It's been a really early start for yourself and, of course, Steve Harmison, part of a four-man bowling attack alongside Jarrod Kimber and also Neil Manthorpe. All the action throughout this Test series between India and New Zealand will be on Talk Sport 2 and play on that second day, getting back underway at 4 a.m. In the UK on Friday morning. But for now, let's have a listen back to how the action sounded here on Talk Sport 2.
Big shout for LBW, that could be close. Oh, the finger's gone up. He thought about it, did Virendra Sharma. He thought about it and he's put the finger up.
Oh, he's middled it.
Oh, there's a noise there. It's a leg ball outside our stump. I thought he might have flipped his pad.
Jameson, absolutely no doubt in his mind. He's seen the daylight and he's heard the nick. It was a solid thud into that outside edge. Went really fine to the keeper. Carried through to ankle height. Disappointing for Agarwal.
This has floated up and he picks the gap between the mid-wicket, and they must have moved mid-on around. So I'll talk about this field in a second, but that is Shubman Gill's 50. He brings it up off 81 balls.
Here is Carl Jameson once again.
Marbled him! He's gone off the inside edge. What a delivery that is. Shubman Gill can't believe it. He looks down at the pitch with a sense of suspicion, but I fancy it had more to do with the quality of the delivery than it did the pitch.
Southie coming wide to the wicket. He's got an edge there. That was very good. He came wide. He angled it back in. Outside edge. It's gone through to Blundell. And Chateswar Pujara is gone.
Bowled him. There's no doubt about this one. No doubt at all. He's got him off the bottom edge. Next ball. Well, he wasn't strangled down the leg side, but he's been strangled off the bottom edge as he tried to run it to third man.
and he's bottom edged it onto his stumps.
At tee, India 154 for four.
Oh, he's backed away, exposed all of his stumps here as Shreyasia, and he's cut it away behind square on the offside for four. But goodness gracious me, well, it looked pretty risky. I mean, he's backed away to the leg side.
As Southie comes in, angles the balls at the stump, and Shreyasia going to bring up his 50. Just hits this straight of mid-on. Just a little push, takes off, and in his first test, he has scored a 50 in his first innings.
Down the wicket comes Shreyasia. Down the ground he goes. Has he gone all the way? I think it did, didn't it? Six runs. Tim Southie, I said, had come up from long on to mid-on, and Shreyasia didn't need a second invitation to take that route for six.
Gives it some flight, and Shreyasia just bangs it over deep mid-wicket. So to close the play after 84 overs with 258 for four.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.